So here we are. Another episode of the Events We Broken podcast. So you ready to get started, Julian? All right. What's up and welcome to another episode of the Events We Broken podcast. I am your host, Orlando. And as always, I am joined with my co-host, the guy, the man that we've already decided that he is the nice guy, Julian. Julian, say hello.
Hello.
The man of many words. Love to fill the ears. How you been, brother? What's going on? What's new with life?
I recently unlocked two new old man abilities.
Oh yeah, what are your new abilities?
Tendonitis and arthritis in my right foot.
Oh. Hey, wait, hold on. So is it chronic arthritis or is it just regular arthritis and regular tendonitis?
Fucking, I don't know. I didn't even know if there was a regular. It was just tendonitis.
No, because it depends on the level that you're trying to unlock here. So maybe you're not quite almost there to advance.
That's true. I mean, it could be, but you can see it from here. So, I mean, I guess that counts.
So which elbow is it?
My left.
You're ambidextrous. You're a lefty?
I'm ambidextrous.
You're ambidextrous? It's going to be lonely times for you in the shower the next couple of weeks.
No, because I got the other arm.
No, it's okay. The stranger?
Yeah. Not isolated to one arm when I base my brisket.
Okay. Oh, so you like switch hit. You like go back, left, right, left, right.
That's right.
Oh, man. This is definitely not a family show, for
this
sure.
This is lowbrow.
All right. So, guys, if this is the first time listening, or you are one of our faithful listeners, please make sure you like and share the podcast. And if you go ahead, if you aren't able to listen to the entire show live, you can always search the Invisibly Broken podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify, you name it. We are there. Just look us up. Greatly appreciate all the love. So this week, Let's recap. So last week we started the That Guy series and we talked about that guy, the nice guy. And we had a great time picking on Julian because he was the nice guy. So we are switching it up and we are going to go to the arch enemy, the antichrist of the nice guy, the bad boy, right? I'm sure that Julian's had a bunch of run-ins with the bad boy in his time. I've had some run-ins with the bad boy in my time, but figured we'd talk a little bit about it, try to get everybody's point of view. Everybody was picking on Julian last week. Hopefully this week people will participate a little bit more and kind of put in their two cents on what they think the bad guy is. Are you ready, man?
I'm ready, and I'm already seeing some of the comments come in. And by the way, Cynthia, I'm not complaining. I'm not being a P, whatever that means. I know what that means, but you know, I'm just saying that.
You want me to spell it out for you?
No, no, you definitely don't want you to spell it out because you're probably gonna fuck that up too.
Fuck you, man. Listen, Google.
Hey. It's Google not Grammarly, working for you.
Spell check, whatever.
But anyway. No, but actually, and just to kind of clear up, Angie said, now we get to pick on Orlando, yay. Believe it or not, not really, because Orlando doesn't really fall under the bad boy category.
I am not the bad boy.
When we get to the metrosexual, then yes, we're going to pick on Orlando all day.
I often get put in the bad boy category. I do, and I'm not. I am absolutely not. Actually, I think I fall more into the nice guy category, but it's just easier to pick on you over it. I don't think I'm a bad boy. I mean, anybody can correct me if I'm
not. You're not.
Yeah. Neitz doesn't know which he is. It's been a long time since we've hung out, Neitz, but I would say you're a nice guy. I say you're a nice guy. Nice, fun guy. Nice, he's a good kid. Anyway, so the bad boy. So Julian, let's talk about this a little bit, right? So let's kind of define the bad boy a little bit first, right? So
the Hispanic woman's target market. Let's go, bad boy.
So the bad boy usually, right? Because you could clump a lot of different personalities in The Bad Boy, right? Like, you can go a lot of different directions and stuff like that. And I think as the series goes on, we've kind of narrowed it down a little bit. But I think this, when we want to talk about this, is like The Bad Boy is like, is kind of like that guy that kind of like, he oozes like testosterone, and he's kind of like super bold and like kind of in your face. Very exaggerated sexuality, you know, usually they're labeled like rebellious or, you know, issues with authority figure types, and, you know, and very simply emotionally unavailable. I think that's the most important part to put out, you know, every woman's dream, right? Because every woman wants the bad boy. They want the bad boy. They, you know, I always think of, I don't know why, but I always think of like 80s movies when I think of this, because they used to always have the bad boy with the leather jacket and the slick back hair, or like the t-shirt, rolled up cigarette.
Like a total greaser, you know, you think outsiders, you know, Patrick Swayze,
Swayzing it.
That's a word, man. You know, even Roadhouse, you know, bad boy with the
we're showing, you know, we're showing our age. So I I think
switchblade comb.
Switchblade. Wait, that's dating. That's really dating us. Well, not me, you, because I was 90s when I was picking up chicks. But anyway, so the bad boy, but you have some points there, because I feel like the bad boy always was the a little fashion forward, right? Like, I think like they always were like kind of, they're very into themselves. And I think that was a lot of that emotional disconnect with women, you know, very into themselves, very I oriented. And I think, you know, like, I think it's that unavailable or not caring. I don't know, but why is it that, what do you think? Why is it that women wanted something like they can't have? Or I guess it falls the same for different opposite sexes, but
I don't know. I mean, I think with the bad boy, I think there was just, like you said, very unavailable emotionally. So this is just this aura and this mystique about him. I mean, and you even brought it up. Like, I think the '80s and the '80s movies, like Breakfast Club, you know, you always had the one bad boy, you know, you had the bully. There was the mystique with that one other movie, Three O'Clock High. Anyway, it was about the bully, and they get into a fight at the end of the day and things like that. So that bad boy who's had like that mystery, because nobody really can figure him out. He doesn't really talk, he doesn't really express his feelings. So it was that mystery, that aura, and the mystique about the bad boy that I guess was, I mean, attractive.
Cynthia wants us to clarify and said that not all women want that shit, and I think it's horseshit. I think every girl has gone through that bad boy phase. Whether you dated him or not, you wanted him. Whether he was a poster on the wall, or, you know what I mean? Or I mean, like what, like Twilight, right? The sparkle vampire, whatever you were into, whatever you were into, you definitely wanted him, right?
Team like Edward.
Right? Like Fight Club, you know what I mean? Like that, you had him. The character was there, whether you dated him or not, or whatever. I don't care what anybody says. I think it's true, because I feel like it's always been that. If it wasn't so true, Hollywood and novels wouldn't be making millions of dollars. You know what I mean? Like, characterizing the bad boy.
I know, and you even got to look at it that way. I mean, because I mean, and that's another part about it. But like that bad boy. I mean, sometimes they think leather jackets and all this stuff, but you know, you look at 50 Shades of Grey, freaking Grey. That was a bad boy.
Yeah, and that's true. That's a good one. That's a modern age bad boy.
But it's a sophisticated bad boy with money. You know, it's not some broke guy with an 80s, you know, Fiero that's broke down or anything like that. But, you know,
Fiero, an 82. But no, but you're right, though, because like, but that's another guy who's like emotionally disconnected. And I didn't watch the movie, I didn't read the books, but the premise is basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, but like, it's a girl trying to fix a guy who's into crazy shit, but he's a rich, eligible bachelor that has like certain things or certain ways about him that make him mysterious and wanting, right? So you know, it's a fascination. Like, I think it's also like my feel on it is like, it's almost like the bad boy frees the good girls of the good girls of that pressure of being like a good girl. Right. Like, normally the ones I used to really see fall into the traps are like, more time than none was usually the girls who are a little more closed off. Right. That, you know, that mommy and daddy really watch what they do. They're like star athletes or the cheerleader or, you know what I mean? Like, kind of popular-ish in school. Like, nobody really, you know what I'm talking about? Like, they're pretty, but they're not.
Yes.
They're not like that.
So yes, so I think to me where you're trying to go is like that bad boy, just that bad boy was kind of like almost like a symbol of freedom when you're in a very conservative, very sheltered. Yeah. And now you see this individual who is like, fuck you, and you know, I do what I want, and then that's appealing. I mean, not just to women, but, you know, to everybody. That's appealing when you have somebody that's like, you know, I really don't care about the rules.
It's carefree. I live my life
very kindred spirit that they do all these things. Basically, they march to the beat of their own drum. I mean, that's to anybody, that's very attractive. But then when you add like a leather jacket, greased up hair, you know, a cool muscle car, hey man.
Or you sparkle in the sunlight.
Or you spark on the sunlight,
throws everything out the window. Yeah, but I think Jenny said it the best in the comments. It's a fantasy of being out of the normal, right? Of who you are. You know, I think we all have that fantasy, right? Like, we all had like, damn, I wish I could, you know, travel the stars or backpack through Europe. I'm sure that you probably have some friends now that are doing something. You're like, dude, if I, you know, wish I could do that. You know, it's always that fantasy of living outside the normal. But, you know, a lot of the times I think that women got really emotionally invested in these bad boys, right? And a lot of it, you know, we all know, we talked about this before, that bad relationships can fuck you up. And I think in the hindsight of being the nice guy, it really is damaging on the nice guy, right? Because you come in when you're trying to pick up the pieces, right? Like the rebound, like, you know, you're just like, you know, you're trying to show them that, hey, you don't have to date these cocksuckers and I'm a nice guy. I'm going to treat you good. But then they become apprehensive, or they want you to have some type of mystery. But in all reality, you're just a regular guy that wants to open the door for you. So, you know, what do you think about that? Like, I know that you must have had some competition in the bad boy arena, or I'm sure you've given the death stare to that guy, be like, what a fucking dick. If I had her, I would treat her like a princess.
I married my bad boys. And that's the thing, you know, it's definitely a competition thing, because it's just like, I mean, you hit a spot on. You're like, this dude is treating you like shit. I'm here, like, throwing, like, I don't want to say throwing myself
throwing at you. Throwing myself at you, like, take me.
I have no problem carrying your purse, but this dude's, you know, whatever. I mean, there was that, you know. I don't think I ever really had any competition, because I don't think I ever really saw it, because in that way. But, I mean, for us, the nice guys, we were kind of there to pick up the pieces, but as, you know, as the friend and as the, I love you like a brother, I can trust you with anything, but, you know.
Yeah, no, I know. But, I mean, like,
even for the nice guy, you know, the bad boy is very confident. They don't really, really care. And even for the nice guy, you're like, if I could just have an ounce of that amount of confidence to just be able to talk, you know, I mean, it's an overwhelming feeling, because, you know, I think it's even for the nice guy, they feel that, you know, it's an inadequate feeling, because you're like, fuck, man, I could treat this woman like crap, but she's still gonna come to me. But then I'm here, the nice guy, I treat them like they're queens, but, you know, I'm just a brother, and, you know,
So Cynthia said, is the bad boy really confident? I feel like they're the most insecure. So I will debate that, because I don't think that they're the most. They might have insecurities, because any guy, right? We talk about that on this podcast if you listen, right? About toxic masculinity or just being masculine. You know, we all have to put that front on, right? As dudes, like, we have to be strong, silent, suck it all in, carry it on your shoulders. But, you know, as guys, we all have different personalities, right? And then you have dudes that fall into this category of being a bad boy. And does he have shortcomings and does he have insecurities? Absolutely. But because he portrays such confidence in the front, right? And he's sitting there and he looks good. He's always looking good. He doesn't give a fuck about life, right? He doesn't have anything that is really holding him down to one single thing. It's the facade that attracts the woman, that that initial reaction, right? Like what's the word I'm looking for? Like attraction, initial attraction, right? Because everything's always physical, right? I hate people who are like, oh, but I really like her because of her personality. You didn't know her fucking personality. You fell in love with her acid or her tits, you know what I mean? Like, you saw something first that before you started to get to know them. So, you know, you fall into the attraction, and then, like, you know, the pursuit, like, he doesn't really pay much attention to you, but he just gives you enough attention to reel you in a little bit. You know, the day that he says, come on, man, I know, you know, remember back in the day, it all took was just hello. And then they would go to class. Oh my God, Julian, did you see that he said hi to me? And he touched my hand. I'm never watching this hand again, ever. I got to go journal about this later. Like, you know what I mean? Like it, all it took was the guy to say fucking hi. Meanwhile, the nice guy is sweating in the corner. Like, what the fuck do I say? Do I say hi? Do I say hello? Do I say what's up? Like, you know what I mean? And I'm sure he didn't even say hi. He probably did that.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. He probably did the fucking head nod. He was like, and she fucking creamed her pants. Like, you know, like, it's that initial attraction to what it is, that mystery, that until you find out who they are. And then when you then to the point of the insecurities, as you date that person or whatever it is that you're doing with them, and you start peeling back those layers, or you try to become emotionally involved with this person, and you find out that this guy has the emotional intelligence of a fucking pet rock, and there isn't anything left to him, or maybe he is damaged goods. And that's why he's so emotionally detached, is when all the problems start, right? Because then it becomes a one-sided relationship where the chick is trying to give and give and give and try to mold him into something or to be more in touch with his feelings, and they're not getting anywhere with that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Did you lose me somewhere?
No, I didn't lose you anywhere, but I mean, I really have nothing to come up with, because you pretty much said it all there. I'm kind of just like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, no, but I mean, no. And it's right. And actually, you kind of lost me on creaming.
it's like, that's a good word. I should have used that when I was trying. Oh
my God, yeah. No. And yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, all body, no brain. Okay, Jenny, I'll go with that. Yeah, I mean, I think also with the whole bad boy image, I think it is a very superficial thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's
absolutely,
you know, just like there's no substance. You have the bad. Now, I'm not saying that the bad boy is not an intelligent individual or anything like that or articulate, but I'm just saying it's an outward appearance that is very attractive. But just like you said, maybe you get there and there's really no content, emotionally detached, and you're like, well, what the fuck, I'm pissing in the wind over here with this dude. But then, I mean, there's so many ways that you can go with this one, as far as what the attraction was or what it, but I think not the underlying issue, but I mean, the very prevalent and very repetitive theme is that girls do like the bad boy.
So, and do
unfortunately,
you think,
even when the relationship is toxic, they continue going to that bad boy.
Yeah, I guess we get that a little bit later. But do you think you think women love the chase as much as men do? Because, I mean, we're the ones that are always, like, perceived as the chaser, right?
The hunter.
Like, I got to get, you know, like, I'm not for real, but, like, you know, caveman, bang her on the head, drag her into the cave type thing. Like, it's always that's the pursuing. Hot. Like, we have to ask. That's how I met my wife. That shit. So, but you know what I mean? Like, we're always trying to get the girl, right? Like, we usually have to initiate contact first. We're the ones that have to ask you on the first date. We're the ones that have to plan out the first date. You know what I'm saying? Like, is there that chase? I see some of the girls saying yes and absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
But what does that look? You know what I mean? Like, what? Christina said I was the pursuer. Damn right. That bitch over the head. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No, she had me from hello. But okay, anyway, go ahead. Oh my God. So,
you even pursued her when she had laryngitis. I mean, it was great.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Damn, you sexy.
But I think it really comes down to I don't know, man. I guess culturally, socially speaking, yeah. I mean, I guess maybe is that those roles that are kind of thrown in our faces from generations past that, you know, and what I don't mean physically, but, you know, the man's got to be like the aggressor. He's got to be the initiator and all that stuff. In my case, totally different, because I wouldn't say shit because I'm fucking shy. So in my case, the role was a little bit reversed. Well, actually, not a little bit, a lot of bit reversed. But I mean, it's that, and I guess that was one of my problems, because like girls and women were like, dude, this dude's like soft. You know, he's too shy. And, you know, like I said, that probably dries up a vagina quicker than a hot fan. But then you get the bad boy that, you know, is confident and takes the first step and is like, no, all right, fuck you. I'll go to the next one. You know, that's, I'm guessing that's very attractive.
Yeah, it's, oh man, sometimes your comments like make me lose. Everything goes over that. But,
hold on a second. And Cynthia, your gringo is actually Greek. So, you know, he's still got that 300, you know, this is Sparta thing going on. So,
yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. This is all the same shit. Greek, Puerto Rican, whatever. All guys are the same. They just.
No, they're not.
They hide it differently. It's true. No. Yeah. All guys are the same. We're all wired the same.
Oh, we're all wired. Yeah. We're all wired. Yeah, I got that.
I mean, yes, I think your personality is absolutely polar opposite from mine, but we are wired the same, right? Like, we think about sex 24/7. Yes. Some, you know what I mean? So whether
I thought about it like three times already since we've been on the podcast. Yeah,
exactly. So like whether you verbally say it or you just keep it suppressed in your nice guy heart, we're all the same. I don't care what anybody says. And you leave your yes, we all leave our fucking socks.
No, everywhere. I don't. I put mine in the hamper. Thank you very
Whatever.
Much.
Whatever. You know, when your wife's not looking, you throw them on the floor first, and then you do one of these and do one of these, and then you pick them up and you put them away. That's what I do. I just forget to pick them back up.
Really? That's how you think I put my foot down? Yeah, I throw a sock on the floor. I'm like, yeah, like, bitch, take that.
Then I say, bitch. And then I'm saying, okay, bitch. Before she hears me, let me go pick those back.
I'll be like, you know what? Pick one and suck it.
So why do you think?
Hold on a second. We got the emojis with the cussing.
Yeah. Anyway, so why do you think that women just want that guy to change? Like, why is it they want to change him? Like, what's the hunt? Like, they do the chase, they know this dude is bad news, or they know that he might be emotionally distant, but why want to change him? Like, what is that instinct that always brings women to want to do this? I think, you know, everybody,
here's the thing, and I don't think it's just with the bad boy. I think just in general, there's an old saying, it's an old joke, don't add me, even though it's info@invisiblybroken.com. you know, they always say that, you know, when women go into a relationship is to change the man, but he never does. And men go into a relationship to hope the woman never changes and she always does. I mean, as sexist as that sounds, I mean, it's kind of true, you know?
Yeah, in many ways.
I mean, we can adjust the men, you know, as far as we can adjust, but for the most part, we're not going to change. But we can adjust our behaviors. I mean, if we want the relationship to work, we'll adjust, you know, make a couple of changes here and there, but we're still always going to be the same. I don't know. It's funny because women love projects in men, but then when you give them a drill, they're like, oh, I don't think the battery's gone. Here you go. So, I mean, it's weird. It's women are project starters. They're not project finishers. I don't think it's charged.
You're going to get so much hate mail. So much hate mail.
It's all right.
So, what else, Julian? Do you have any personal stories of bad boys interfering in your game, your lack of game?
Yeah, I mean, I think on the last episode I mentioned it. There's a couple of times that I was invited for a party at the girl that I like's house. And then when I got there, she introduced me to her boyfriend, the bad boy. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
Did he, and you know, the bad boy be talking shit about you too, right? Like, probably. You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like he's your friend, you know, like probably you just guys just hang out. He's probably
like my
gay.
Brother.
Yeah.
It's like my is brother. He
gay? Especially back then, right? Right away. Is he gay? Why is he just hanging out with you? Or he'd be like uber jealous and shit like that. Do you ever anyone ever confront you? Like,
nah.
I am.
You know me well. Nobody ever fucking confronts me.
I mean,
you do, but no, I mean, I usually get treated with that mild neglect like a stray dog.
Yeah, I've been confronted a bunch of times. I mean, for various different reasons. Let me rephrase this. So yeah, I mean, there's been a couple times where I've been interested in like a girl, right? And I fall into that friend zone, and you know, it's one of those things where, you know, like you, like they invite me to a party, and then I find out he has a boyfriend. His boyfriend's a total fucking tool, right? And you're at the party, and like he's not even paying attention to her. He's out like fucking smoking weed in the back and fucking, you know, doing everything, but not with her, right? And she's sitting there with her girlfriends talking the moon about the guy, right? Like, oh my God, he's so nice. We went to Walmart together and he held my hand. You know, this is, I'm going back like high school days. Like, you know, I never heard anything about like anything that he did, like creative or whatever the case may be. So, you know, I've had plenty of that. And then I don't know why, but like I used to always get dudes that are just like, why do you hang out? I had a lot of female friends like growing up. And even as I got older, and they were always like, and they were always be like, oh, why do you got to be friends with my girlfriend? And I'm like, well, we were friends before you came around. Or they would try to remove me from that relationship, and it just didn't work. Like, you know, like I would always, you know, I'm unlike you. I could be very confrontational. I'm not afraid of telling somebody to fuck off, but you know. But it was always that guy was always trying to wedge, like putting a wedge in between the friendship. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry. I'm just looking at some of the comments. And Christina, are you going to have some explaining to do later?
No.
Okay. Well, no. I mean, I do remember I did have one confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly enough, it was when we were working at Cairo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I mentioned on many occasions that I was one of the guys that would come in early, throw out the trash, you know, get the club ready. And when we were going to the dumpster to throw, there was somebody, there was a group of people coming in, and it was actually my ex-wife with her little UCF fuckboy that she met. And you know, I was, you know, I was a doorman in my first marriage. I mean, honestly, I was like, yeah, baby, we'll do whatever you want. And I was not, I was definitely the nice guy squared. But then, you know, at that point, you know, she saw me, she kind of waved at me. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm not going to have this. And I kept going. And the dude did kind of like try to square up on me. And he's like, all right, man, you got a problem? I'm like, oh, God, really? It's Tuesday night, bro. I really, you don't know what I'm going to have to deal with here in a little bit. I'm like, no, man, I'm good. And he kept on, you know, flapping his gums. He's like, oh, you got a problem with my girl? And I was like, oh, okay, here we go. And he said, you mean my ex-wife?
Oh, he didn't know? Right.
No.
Oh, so you were like throwing like gang signs and shit. You're signing. No,
not
stuff.
That ex-wife. I'm talking about my first wife.
Oh, the first one. Okay.
Yeah, the first one. The first one. And I saw. So you're talking about my ex-wife.
She came to wait. Hold up. Because I don't remember this story.
She came to the club. No. She was in downtown Orlando.
Okay.
I think she was over at where was it with Tard used to work, where.
I don't remember.
Oh my God, we talked about it. Tijuana Flats was, you know, that little area where they had like the little restaurants and stuff.
Oh,
don't worry about it.
Yeah, whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah. So they were coming out of there. And I was taking the trash, and that's when he started flapping his gums. And he's like, oh, you got a problem with my girl? And I was like, oh, you mean my ex-wife? Her eyes lit up. His eyes lit up. And I was like, oh, he didn't tell. She didn't tell you that she was married.
Look at you. You're throwing that. I thought she came to the club and was like, I was like, damn, she came to the club and she didn't tell him that her ex-husband worked there. I'm like, that's bald.
No. That's bald. But then I got real brave after that. Cause then he started like flapping his gums even more. I'm like, dude, man, I'm not, I gotta work. and then he got stupid again. And I was like, just man, just remember when you kiss her, you're tasting my dick.
Oh, I feel like I need hydrogen peroxide now to go gargle with.
And then I proceeded to take out the trash and went back.
Oh man, dude, it's crazy, man. Like how guys like to posture and put on these fronts, like
the flex.
An ex is an ex, man. Like she ain't with me for a reason. Whether I fucked it up or not, like you know what I mean, like. You know, so you know, an ex is an ex. Like I don't know why dudes have to be like that. Like it's like a possession or something like that. I'm proud of you too. I would have been more proud of you if he would have put his lip into his two front teeth. But
I'm so glad you finished that statement because you started to put his lip, and I was like, God, Lee, please, let's finish the statement.
Oh man, dude, it's I don't like it's crazy.
I don't know
man.
What
like,
it is, man. I don't like, know what I'm, it is about the bye boy.
So,
when we're talking about these, I'm like, all right, cool, man. All right, you don't like to follow the rules, cool. I mean, I don't even really know now if that persona has the mystique that it used to have before.
Do you know? I still think it does. I still think that persona definitely has mystique. Absolutely. I mean, if you still see it now, like even it's just different mystiques. Like now you have some guy who plays video games on fucking Twitch or does TikTok videos, and it's a different type of availability.
Yeah. Hey, Cocodazo, it might be a classic, but it still works, bro. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
Plus, that was in 2004, man. Give me a break.
I mean, yeah, after high school. High school's probably the biggest stage, like that early teens into your 20s. I think you start after a while, you begin to like know what you want and you've learned from your, like you think you've learned your mistakes. So I think that appeal changes as you get older, you know? So I think you're right. In a lot of ways, you know, you leave that, but there are a good subset of women that still want that. Even dudes, right? Like guys, a lot of guys still at the age of 40 don't want to grow up or don't want to settle down or whatever the case may be. But, you know, I don't think women really you know, like women mature faster than men, right? So hopefully they're learning the lessons faster. But we all know that one girl, right, that doesn't learn her lesson and either stays in a really shitty relationship or lets it boil over to the boiling point where it could turn into something really bad. And, you know, it's something that I think it might be a little more deeper, like psychologically deeper with that particular individual, probably from an earlier relationship or something like that.
No, and you're right. And Christina, you're absolutely right. I think that once, you know, anybody who is ready to settle down and actually have a meaningful relationship doesn't want the bad boy and also that babysitting. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, in any gender, whether it be male to female to male, or male to male, female to female, nobody wants to babysit their significant other. No, I mean,
I don't got time for that bullshit.
It's taxing. And I mean, there's stuff that, you know, we do that irritates the shit out of our significant others, our in our case, our wives, and vice versa. You know, I know that Christina at any given point is probably going to shank you in the neck if you fucking leave one more sock. And I know that if I don't wear my CPAP machine, she's going to let me swallow my tongue. So, I mean, there's those irritants out there.
Now, but, I will tell you, now that we're going on to this direction and once we get older, I will say that as I got older and there was, if I saw a girl that I was attracted to and I knew her man was a douchebag, I would totally try to wedge my, I was a homewrecker, like outright. Like I literally, not to the nice guy, the dude was a nice dude and shit. Like, you know, I respect, that's your man, cool, whatever. But if old boy was an asshole, or even if he gave me a weird look, or he didn't shake my hand right, you know what I'm talking about? When they shake your hand and they give you that bitch handshake, or they try to pressure your hand, like man into, like, you know, like strong arm the handshake, I'll right away. I'm like, no,
you're reaching in the man petty bag.
Yeah, I'd be like, nope, that's mine. I'm going full force. I'm taking that away. Trying to read some of these comments. Trust me, my ex-husband was a bad boy. 14 years later, he went back to his high school bad boy host stage, hence the X part. Yeah, that's, I mean, I'm glad he's your ex-husband and he's going back to
high school. Okay, so here's the thing. And then to follow up on Jenny, men aren't getting any better. We're not learning. We're not evolving.
No.
We're the same jerks and idiots that we were from high school. We just might be a little bit more refined. But other than that,
it's just, we're simpler creatures.
We have different ways of thought, but we're still the same. We still laugh at dick jokes, and it's
actually, I made a dick joke before we started this podcast and it was hilarious. I was on fire. That's how me and Julian warm up before the podcast. Just go back and forth.
Yes. Yes, we do.
But it's true. Like guys are, women are inherently more complex than men, right? Like,
yes,
you know, yes. You know, there's always more complication or more want to have, what's it like, it's almost like micromanaging a relationship. Does that make sense? You know, like they always want to try to finite something or find something to work on or whatever, where guys are just like, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to brush my teeth, I'm going to have breakfast, and then I'm just going to see how the day happens.
The opinions of Orlando Frese do not necessarily reflect the opinions. That's you, bro. Because, yes, do I agree that women are more complex, are more evolved than we are? Absolutely. At 100%.
You know.
I don't know, man. I mean, it's opposites attract. Opposites attract. I guess that's the thing.
Are you and your do you find that you and your wife are completely bone opposite on everything?
No, not everything. I mean, a lot of things we are very, very much alike. But, you know, again, there's certain things that she'll do, and she does them because that's the way that she's always done them. Even though I show her there might be an easier, simpler way of doing it, but then, you know, like for example, our kitchen counter always ends up being the document place for fucking, that's where all the mail ends up and everything. And then, you know, she'll put it away.
Christina would have a fucking heart attack.
because she just doesn't want to see it. But then I'm like, hey, babe, you know, I'm looking for this. I'm like, oh, I don't know where it's at. Put it away. Okay, where did you put it away? Not really sure. So it's kind of like, all right. And it just kind of works that way. No, I mean, there. Yeah, absolutely. I'm a little bit more easygoing. I've been compared to like a creek, the water in a creek, because I hit the rock and I just go around the rock.
Yeah.
While my wife is probably the miner trying to dig through the rock.
Christina has a jackhammer and she's plowing through that fucking rock. She doesn't. Yeah. She don't mess around. What is it? How what did Bruce Lee say? You know, water is the most powerful thing because, you know, you put water, if you put water in the cup, you become the cup or whatever. That's fucking, no. She doesn't want to be the water. She wants to be the boulder. It's heavy and it breaks shit. True story. Yeah, no, seriously. If Christina went to your house and saw mail like laying all over your counter, you'd have to get her a Benadryl because that's how irritated she would start to get.
Okay, we'll skip the tour. We'll skip right out of the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. Just come this way. Just come this way. But yeah, man. So I mean, it's the bad boy has a place, I think, in everybody's, you know, I guess even in guys, right? Because I mean, we've all been attracted to the bad girl in some sense, right? Like the forbidden fruit, you know, like I'm in love with a stripper type shit. You know what I'm saying?
The one that's going to flip you over. Like the one that's going to flip you over like a dirty sock. Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
The one that's got some mileage out here.
But you know what I'm saying? Like we all fall into that mystique and the aurora of that unknown, right? And you know, we all get sucked in this vacuum, and then later on you kind of find out. Like I'm sure you've dated somebody that you've looked back and you're like, the fuck,
why
am I thinking, why the fuck did I do that?
Yeah,
I mean, you must, because you've been married three times.
I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure at one point I said, why did I marry her?
Yeah, I mean, like, I rolled names in the back of my head, and I won't say them out loud because
I can probably name some of yours.
I was about to say you can name them, and I don't want to. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of other people can name them too. But man, like I just think about all the fucking constant like headaches and bullshit, and you know why the hell did I put myself through this, right? And then though I think about like sometimes it was fun, but did it outweigh the fucking nonsense? Bullshit.
I mean, are we looking at it? Was it just an accomplishment? Was it a feather in our cap at the time? But then now looking back,
I've never looked at relationships like that, like feather in my cap. You know, like I've never had like the bucket list, like, ooh, I want to do an Asian, or maybe I can get twins or whatever the case may be. But like, Julian's
no
like,
Asians?
Yeah.
No Asians.
Julian's like, wait a minute, I still have my list right here. Look, I shrunk the fine print so I can fit more in there.
I got Asian, I got twins, and then right under I got Asian twins.
But no, I never thought of it that way. As far as a feather, like, you know, like, yeah, that's that, you know, check. You know what I mean? Like
See, for me, it was a little bit different. And just like I said, I never looked at it as a check. But you know, it's gonna sound really bad.
Don't worry, Christina. You're on top of the list. You're right here, baby. They're number one, circled, and two stars and a heart. Anyway, go ahead. That was my romantic gesture for the day.
I'm just so glad that my wife.
I need to look around everywhere to make sure there's no socks on the floor before I go to bed.
I'm just so glad that my wife isn't into podcasts.
So you were saying,
I forgot what I was saying. Oh no, I mean, I guess it's like one of those things for like, and it wasn't necessarily with like the bad girl, but it was just like with that something. It was more of out of my league, which for me, that was pretty much anything with a pulse.
Did you find yourself like that? Like literally, like, was it always like the chick? Like, or did you, or was that your mentality that every girl was out of your league? Or
no, not every girl. But I mean, there was a couple of times that I, even my friends were like, how did you get that?
But what would define you out of your league? Like, what was out of you? I don't know. Like what is, I don't know. I'm genuinely curious because I have never felt
that. Somebody who's very like, I don't want to say like a social butterfly or anything, but some, you know, I'm not saying that I was like a bottom feeder or anything. And I tried to get was trolls or anything like that. You know, I'm not a catfish, but, you know, I do have standards, but what I'm saying is, you know, like somebody who's like, I don't know, I'll give you an example. You know, when back in the day with the army, I hooked up with a girl, gorgeous redhead. Mm. She was a medical, like she was on her last year of medical school. Freaking, yeah.
Wow.
And ask Lou, because even he every day would tell me, how the fuck did you back that? I'm like, I have no fucking clue. She came up to me. So I'm like,
I was about to say, how did you back that, Julian? Was she from Russia and you ordered her on the internet?
No, you know what it was? Because we were in South Carolina. We were at a club and it was nothing but white people. And then they started playing some Elvis Crespo, some merengue and salsa. And I was like,
suavemente.
Exactly.
White women love that song, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, if a white woman's never, ever danced a Spanish song, she knows how to dance to that song.
It's between that and If You Love Pina Colada. It's like,
yeah, oh, my
you
God, go, that's my shit.
Yeah, you go anywhere in the 50 states. You go to fucking North Korea and that song comes on and you're the only Latino man in there. It's game on. They love you. They think you exotic as shit.
Now, that went past now. Now it's Despacito.
Despacito. Yeah, okay, fair enough. That's true. That's true. Despacito. That's like, but still.
That's but still, like the but, new Puerto Rican one. There it is.
But still,
you, I got
put, you put Suavemente on in Kentucky and you're the only Latin guy in there. It is fucking on like Donkey Kong.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's exotic. He's exotic.
Oh, my God.
Can I call you Rico?
Look at that brown man.
Meanwhile, the guy's out back trying to fucking get in the lynch ready to fucking string you up.
It was Charleston, South Carolina, so that's probably not far from the truth. I was like, what?
Pina Coladas is my wedding song?
See?
For real? That's your wedding song? That's some romantic shit right there. Or was that the song? Never mind. But so... Where the hell were we going? I hate when we get sidetracked because I had a total brain fart.
I was talking about like you know, somebody who's out of my league.
Oh, out of your league. Yeah. So anyway, so I mean, obviously that night worked out for you. So, you know, if I were you, I would have tried to fit the mold and hang out in more white power towns and slip the DJ a $10 bill and be like, can you play this song for me? I'm a genius.
Kind of late now, though.
Well, now you have it in the bag. If you ever,
I mean, and believe it or not, even though after my wife and I started dating, still me, not changed anything. We actually went to her job. We went to a party, and then she actually was like, "Oh, do you mind if I dance with some of the?" I'm like, I don't give a fuck. And then she took me out to dance, and then the rest of the night she just danced with me. Because lo and behold, I'm quiet, I'm shy, but. I can cut a little drug. I can
move. You know how to shake your baby maker. I got you. You're good.
Yeah. Obviously, because I got three of them.
Yeah. Fertile. I was just curious because, you know, like I personally have never, I might have never talked to a girl because I was shy, right? Like I might have like been like, I don't know, you know, maybe she had like a resting bitch face on or maybe I felt like she wasn't approachable, but I was never like, she's out of my league. I don't want nothing to do with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like I never thought I was not good enough for anybody. Maybe I might've felt that way if I got rejected, like, you know what I mean? Or like, you know, you go on the first date and then they don't, you know, they start to ignore your phone calls or text messages, and you're like, well, what the fuck did I do wrong? You know, I think every guy goes through that, you know, regardless. But I don't think, I just find it curious. Like, you and I have had conversations like this before about that out of your league, or same thing with other, some of my other friends. And I just never really understood why they felt, you know, especially someone like you, Julian, because like, I think you have a great personality. Like, I've never met anybody who doesn't like you, maybe except for that guy that from the club that was dating your ex-wife. But, you know, I've never met anybody physically that's ever said anything bad about you. So, you know, I find it hard to believe that you
could. Hold on, check the comments. Hold on, check the comments. I'm pretty sure somebody's going to come up with some shit.
Yo, oh. I'm looking. I'm like, they say something?
And that's romantic. The thing, man. I'm not a bad dude. I mean, I think I have a good personality, but I mean, just like I always said, you know, when it came to, like in the last episode, when it came to talking to somebody who I was interested in, an attractive woman, that's it. I'm done. You know, I turn into Jello, you know, I don't have the confidence. And yes, I did feel like, oh, this person's out of my league. I did that a lot only because I just have never been when it came to that kind of conversation or trying to approach somebody, I just couldn't get past whatever mental block I had. And like you said, you know, it was the whole rejection thing. I just didn't want to get rejected. And, you know, I just got to the point where I was like, just fucking forget it. Go home and jerk off and play the home game like you always do.
And that's why you have tendonitis in your left arm.
Tendonitis. Yeah. Yes, that's probably why.
It sucks talking to women like that.
Yeah, I do.
He cock-blocked himself. Yeah, Julian. Every guy has that friend who's a cock-blocker, but not many people have multiple personalities that cock-block themselves.
Yeah. When it came to those conversations, it was like a shit boomerang for me. I would just throw it and it would just... not very good at it.
Oh, poor Julian.
Wait, how the hell did this turn on me again?
It's just funner that way. It's just fun,
I guess. That's fine. I have accepted my role as the nice guy and the friend zone inventor. So, you know, that's fine with me. I'm good with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, everybody has to have their role. You're the equalizer, right? Now women are dying for a Julian and you're taken. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but
that's always the case for me. It's like when I'm like, oh, now, right?
Now. Fuck. Yeah, it's true though. I mean, like now, you know, women in their, you know, 30s and up are looking for that nice guy. Maybe they got out of that bad relationship and they want something safe. And Julian, you are safe.
I'm safe.
But you are taken. Because most nice guys are taken. I think so, right?
I guess, you know, to a woman who's run out of choices in life, I'm fucking sexy as hell. I mean, you know, I keep myself clean and I'm employed, you know. I'm like that last branch that they can hold on to when they fall off the tree, I guess. I don't know.
But it's the sturdiest branch, Julian. It's the sturdiest branch.
I am. It is the sturdiest branch.
They
have to settle for something. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Or fall to their death. Fall to their death. Whichever works. Whichever is best for them.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think it's a good stopping point, right? I think we've Shots fired in the comments.
I mean, if I was back in high school, knowing then what I know now.
You'd be cutting those coupons. Buy one, get one free. Whatever works.
Probably have AIDS by now.
Where's that water peroxide? Anyway, so this is a good stopping point, right? I think we talked enough about the bad boys and we ventured back into Julian's nice guy phase.
We don't want to talk about free vagina anymore?
No free vagina. No free vagina. Because no vagina in this world is free.
That's true.
True statement. Hashtag no free poussoir. But I don't know how you would spell it, but somebody can add it. Drop it in the comments. Pepe Le Pew getting canceled? Have you seen this? Let's go on for a little longer. Have you seen this about Pepe Le Pew?
Yeah, I mean, that is a rapist. I mean, come on.
But dude, like, he's a fucking cartoon.
He's a cartoon, but pretty soon you're gonna start seeing the videos of him going, how am I gonna feed my kids? This isn't about the cartoons. This isn't.
But dude, it's bullshit. I personally think it's fucking horseshit, right? So, okay, great. Yeah. You canceled Pepe Le Pew. Now I am so happy that my child cannot see a fictional skunk try to date rape women, but now he can go and jump on his PS5. Play Grand Theft Auto, bang some hoe in the back of a car, and then set her on fucking fire, and then shoot at police officers for 8 to 12 hours.
That's, yeah.
And then listen to music about banging hoes and snorting cocaine.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, Baby It's Cold Outside is wrong, but WAP gets...
We can talk about wet ass pussy all day long. Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. Like, I don't understand all this cancellation shit, but you're like, you look in your own fucking house of what's going on. Look inside your own home. Like, look at the content. Like,
And the other thing about it is like, they pulled like Disney Plus pulled three classic Disney movies.
Yeah.
From the kid section, which is Peter Pan, Dumbo, and I can't remember what the other one was. I'm like, really?
Yeah. Dude, come on, man. Like, this is, I mean, come like, on, look, if man. You, who are you mad at? The people that are buried who wrote this movie, or are they playing? Like, get over it, man. Like, I personally don't give a shit. Like, my kid, I have Dumbo. My kid's seen it. They're not racist. They can't be racist. Their grandfather's blacker than a Crayola crayon. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you going to do? Like, come on. Like, it's just insane to me. Like, I just don't understand. Like, the whole...
Not to, like, really throw log in the fire, but I've seen a picture of your dad, and I've seen a picture of you, and it's almost like you, and then the negative.
Yeah, my dad's mad dark. I mean, we've talked about that in the podcast before. Having a dark father in the South was a pain in the ass, right? Like, he poor guy couldn't catch a fucking break. Either people judged him by his skin, or when they heard his accent, they want him to mow his lawn. Like, it was just fucking horrible. But, you know, whatever. Anyway, so we should do some live episodes about whatever bullshit's going on in the news. Kind of like what we used to do in the beginning.
I mean, like, you want to go back to being... You want to go back to being ghetto news anchors.
Now that we're on live and people can laugh and join in with us, because that shit was gold. All that stuff was perfect. One day the Black Mamba of Blow-Up Dolls in South Carolina. What was that? Sunshine, South Carolina? Anyway, all right, I digress. It was North? No, I think it was South.
I'm fine. Let's go back to
it. It was a Carolina. Anyway, so let's call it a night. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Whether you agreed with us or not on our take on the Bad Boys, let us know. Shoot us a DM. Drop a comment once this video is posted on IG. You can jump on to invinciblybroken.com if you want to go ahead and interact with us that way. If you have any ideas, or if there's a guy that you want Julian and I to talk about, let us know. We'll be more than happy to talk about it on the podcast. Maybe even invite you to help shed some light on the episode on that guy that you want to talk about. Please, again, if you're ever so kind, please share and like our episode. Jump on. If you've listened to this show live, just go on to wherever you listen to podcasts. Search us up. Make sure you like and subscribe. Help us with the algorithm oh so much. It's a big help to us. Tell your friends about the episode. We greatly appreciate it. Again, follow the Invincibly Broken crew by simply searching Invincibly Broken on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. You can go to www.invinciblybroken.com. You can follow us there. We have an archive of all of our libraries, and it points you right to the episode that you want to go to and play it right to wherever you listen to podcasts. If you want to follow me personally, you can follow me on Instagram at invincibly_Orlando.
And you can follow me at invincibly_Julian.
Guys, till next time. Peace. Have fun. Much love to all the bad boys out there.
Hashtag free poussoir.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you Nuts gonna do? Good night, guys. Thanks for watching.